So, Ollie, one match down. You're heading into the second game against Dundalk on Friday evening, but I'm sure there was a bit of a spring in the step of the guys at training this week because, in fairness, it was, I suppose, the best possible start for you to this year's Premier Division.
Yeah, we got a similar start last year, but didn't back it up, to put it that way to you. But yeah, it was a good start. We bet a side that you know would probably fancy that they could win the league, and they may still. But look, that's kind of in the past, Oisin. We're looking to Dundalk away from home, which is a much more difficult ask again. Although Bowes at home is a difficult ask as it was.
Yeah, and already one game down, we're talking about injuries, Ollie, and you've got quite a few of them to start things off.
Yeah, we did. That was the downside of Saturday night. We picked up a few injuries. Some of them not maybe as serious as what we first felt. One or two of them, unfortunately, look like it'll be, you know, you're talking about maybe a month or two rather than a week or two. But look, you can't have it every way. For once, probably we have a bigger panel of lads that are, there's not much between any of them. And, you know, maybe it'll be easier to keep the panel happy this way than having everyone fit, to put it that way to you. But we'd love to keep everyone fit because we need them come the 36 games, don't you?
Yeah, there'll be a few changes then, obviously, to your starting 11 on Friday evening.
Yeah, there will, but the possibly would have been anyway. You know, yeah. It's not necessarily the same team, the same shape that go out week in, week out. We change it regularly. We change it during a game, and we certainly change it from game to game. So there probably would have been a number of changes anyway to you know, this, as I said, there's very little between the number one and number 22 of the panel. And, you know, we probably would have changed it up a little bit come Dundalk either way. But we've no choice in it now with the injuries that we have.
Yeah, well, we get to see a bit more game time then from some of the newer faces to the panel, Lolly and Freddie.
Yeah, we'll see what way training goes tonight, and we'll make a call on this tomorrow before the game, obviously. But like, we used 16 players on Saturday night, and you know, all of them contributed very well, and I've no doubt we'll use 16 again come tomorrow night.
Yeah, you mentioned training tonight, Ollie. You've got a game tomorrow. What sort of session do you have the evening before a match?
It's obviously a light session, Oisin. Just basically trying to prepare for the game, and rather than any physical, you know, endurance of any sort, we do that earlier in the week. But that's always been the case. We do our session as near as possible to the match day, to, you know, things will be fresh and they'll remember, hopefully, what we have done the night before, and we need to do it going up against the quality of Dundalk away from home.
Yeah. How big an issue is there to kick off, or is it a bigger issue than, or is it a less of an issue rather than what the media make it out to be, Ollie?
Well, we have, like, not with the full-time players, no, absolutely not. They'll play any time, anywhere. With the part-time players, a lot of them work. A lot of them, instead of taking a half day, tomorrow we'll obviously have to get off a full day to get to Dundalk and early enough to have a pre-match meal and obviously for a quarter to six kick-off. But like, we can't have it anyway. You know, we complained about the midweek games, so many of them early in the season over the years. At least that's been rectified. But look, we'll take it. If we don't get a result tomorrow night, we won't be living on it.
Yeah. So what sort of challenge are you expecting tomorrow night, Ollie?
Huge challenges at ours is, you know, we've had bad days in Dundalk. We had a relatively good day last year where we scraped out a draw, and probably ultimately that kept us in the division. But it'll be hugely difficult at this stage of the season to get anything out of there. You know, if we don't make a good start, it could be long even as we've had before. But basically it's kind of a free game machine where, you know, we'll have a cut off it. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, you know, we'd need a hell of a lot to go our way to get something out of this. And but please God, it can happen. However,
yeah. You can take something from the previous draw, like the game in October last year.
You can, yeah. There were slightly different circumstances then. It was towards the latter end of the season, and they were competing in Europe, in the Europa League, or trying to get to the Europa League. So there was a lot of chopping and changing at their end. They're physically and football-wise a serious, serious outfit. I mean, they're the best side in the country over the last 6 or 7 years, and they've added serious quality from albeit lads that we don't know too well, people from other countries and that. But we need to stay in the game, Oisin, to put it that way to you. Otherwise, it'll be a long evening should we concede early.
Yeah, if you're going to try and trouble Dundalk, how do you go about it, Ollie?
I wish I knew the answer to that. I seem to be honest with you. You know, you've got to gamble in some ways. If you sit back all day, they'll pick you off. They might only beat you one or two, as they've done before. We'll have to take chances here and there to see does anything open at our end in their goal. Yep, it could leave us wide open at the other end as regards our own goal. But we'll have a cut off it to a degree and see where it gets us. I mean, we got a great draw up there last year, but exactly this time last year, we played them at home. We took a cut off it in the Bettis 4-0, and we played well that day. That's what we ended up with. They're a serious outfit. They're right up there. They fancy themselves to win that league. They won the cup, obviously, and they're in the Europa League. But it's great to be talking about the Mushin, and it's great to be going there again.
Yeah, just defensively, Ollie, Kosovar Siddiqui was very impressive last week, and obviously Dave Webster wearing the captain's armband for Harps, solid at the back as well. That's a position of the field I'm sure you're content with, and when you go into a game like Dundalk, yes, you're going to have problems, but if your defence is sound, you're in with that real chance of getting something positive out of it.
Well, yeah, and I hope you're right, but, you know, tomorrow's going to be a more difficult ask away from home in the Astor Turf up there, and, you know, they have quality up that end of the field with the likes of Pat Hooban, obviously Patrick McAleamy, Shane's brother is with them, Mickey Duffy, you know, out of Derry. Like, they've got serious quality, and I'm not saying Bowes hadn't, because they did, but this is away from home in a difficult place for us, and we'd need a lot of things going our way, both defensively and at the other end. We'll probably have to score to get anything out of it, to put it that way to you. And it's been a while since we scored up there.
Yep. Just finally, then, Ollie, two away games before you're back at Fenn Park. What would you like to get out of both of these matches, or what's the realistic target out of both of these?
We haven't set targets, Oisin. We never do, and we're not going to start now, to put it that way to you. Obviously, we'd love to get a result in both of them, if not one. But that itself would be easier said than done, and going away to Drogheda the following week is a hugely difficult task as well. Probably a different challenge in what they have. And look, we'll worry about that after tomorrow night, to put it that way.
Okay, Ollie, the best of luck in Dundalk. Thanks for talking to us.
Take care, bye.